We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Caleb Silver joining us now. You know, inflation has been the buzzword, Caleb, for some time, even maybe even going back as far as a year with just the concerns that it was around the corner. It seems like we're all feeling the heat right now. How bad is it expected to get?
Well, good to be with you. And we thought, and it's bad, and if you're filling up your car with gas, if you're going to the grocery store, if you're buying lumber, you're feeling it every which way. And the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of the United States, has been saying it's transitory. It's only here for a little while as demand comes back. Well, yesterday, they upgraded their forecast for how long it's going to be around. They raised their forecast to 3.4% inflation rate for 2021. That's a full percentage point higher than they had it about 6-8 weeks ago. So now we know it's official. Inflation is everywhere we go. And just take a look at some of these numbers. Consumer prices are up 5% year over year. That's the biggest jump in about 13 years. Producer prices, those are those input costs for raw materials. Those are up 6.6%. So everywhere you look, it's getting more expensive. The thing is, we're on the other side of the demand curve. A year ago, there was no demand, plenty of supply. Now there's so much demand and so little supply.
You know, lumber seems to be like a key component here, watching the price, which has actually come down from its early highs.
Yeah, absolutely. Lumber was prices were soaring for a bunch of reasons. One, we were at home working on our homes, building new decks, constructing new homes because mortgage rates and interest rates were so low. You had that, plus you had fewer supplies coming out of Canada, which was our big import market, and you had that demand surge. Now that price is coming down very fast because there's an oversupply all of a sudden. All of a sudden, we don't need as much as we thought we did, and we're in this very weird push and pull state in the economy right now where, again, a year ago, no demand, plenty of supply. People couldn't sell boards of lumber. Now everybody wants it. Very little supply and prices went up. They are coming back down. But lumber, look at used cars and trucks, up 7.3% year over year. Plenty of supply last year, very little inventory this year.
How do you protect yourself over the next year or so, from really feeling the pain because of this movement?
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about the things that you do spend money on. So that if you were planning that big extension on the house or adding that deck now, it may be a time to wait for those prices to come down even a little bit more because they're going to come down. The demand won't be as strong as it has been in the first few months of the recovery. So I'd wait a little bit for those big projects, those big capital intensive projects. Also, you're going to eventually see interest rates rise and rates rise at banks for high yield savings, for money market accounts, for CDs. They aren't very good right now. So the stock market's been the only game in town. But eventually those are going to rise too because the Fed did signal yesterday they will be raising rates at least twice in 2023. It seems like a far way off, but real rates will rise before that, so you might want to consider other ways to invest your capital.
Was the interest rate decision, is that what drove prices down on Wall Street yesterday? It seemed like there were losses across the board.
No, I believe that everybody knows that the Fed said they weren't going to be raising rates until at least the end of 2023. They did bring that forecast in a little bit, so there'll be two rate hikes probably in 2023. But it was the fact that they acknowledged that inflation is hotter than they thought it might be and will last longer than it might last. That could put a crimp on stock prices, which love that low inflation, low interest rate environment. Now we're seeing a rise in both of those.
Thanks so much, Caleb. That's Caleb Silver, Editor-in-Chief of Investopedia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.